day how important the situation is, what it is. This is actually affecting people, like human lives. Can you just be real direct and give us maybe a 1 minute synopsis, please, of the full situation?
Yeah, we have a Tico neighborhood called Barrio San Ramon and also Barrio Los Angeles. They need water and it's a really crowded place. We received donations to install several elements required to provide them water. But right now, we only need the pumps to bring the water from our wells for almost 400, between 400 and 500 people living there. Most of them are really humble Tico families that cannot pay for this infrastructure and machines required to bring the water. So we are looking for...
And what's the dollar amount to get 400 or 500 people who are currently basically without water? What's the dollar amount to get the whole system running, at least to where they can live a normal life?
Yeah, we are looking for $22,000 right now is the final step to make the whole system work and to run water there. And it's so important because, well, right now these families, they don't have access to clean water. They have handmade wells. We had a really bad dry season. This year we have less rain than the previous years. So the next dry season will be a really concerning and challenging time for these families because they probably will consume water from contaminated sources. And that means illness and a lot of problems for them. So yeah, we are really grateful for with the person that are helping us to install the water there. But right now we need a really little touch to finalize the last step.
You guys need donations. You need 22,000 and then at least the families can function without getting contaminated water. And again, that's not a long-term forever solution, but that is a much needed one for right now. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, correct. Because the overdevelopment in Santa Marta and the whole region of Montara won't be a stop. So we cannot receive materials or any donation from the government. We are on our own, right? We have to deal with this by ourselves. So we are donating our time, our resources, and other people have donated. So yeah, this is just one donation. It is part of a group of people that are interested in working for the community. So this will help these families right now, but also for many years. And yeah, probably we will need more donations in the future because more and more and more people are moving to live there. And it's one of the poorest some of Masada. So if we want to really help out the people there with a basic need, like water access, it's the time to do that because otherwise these people will get sick, probably. We can provide the banking information to send a wire transfer, but also if you need a PayPal donation, or using the Nasara Crece account to receive the money in the U.S. for tax deduction, we can work on that. Yeah, for sure.
Thank you both again for your service. Hopefully people hear this and it makes a big difference. I really, fingers crossed, good luck. Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Rich, for contacting us. And we are here in the office next to the Rasta Bridge. So anyone that wants to have a meeting or a coffee with us is more than welcome.